Hello everyone, it's Sade Champagne and welcome to episode 6 of my brand new podcast, To Him, on Grindhard Radio Network. To Him is a mixed media series I created to help bring encouragement, wisdom, and support to men of all ages and backgrounds. This 9-week series, which we are now in week 6, can you believe it? The time has zoomed by. This 9-week series will include an audio podcast like the one you're listening to, a short video, a written blog, and social media posts. Through my many platforms, I already offer a plethora of grace-filled support and content for young girls and women, but I'm equally as passionate about seeing men walk in their true identity and receive healing and freedom. I have been blessed to have multiple healthy platonic male friendships over the years and even mentor several young men and boys. Through my research, mentoring, life experiences, and spiritual counsel, I have discovered that men and women are much more alike than what we've been taught to believe. We have many of the same struggles, pains, desires, cares, and questions. My hope and prayer is that through this new series, men will awaken to their true identity in God and no longer live under the societal and religious pressures of this world, and that this wholeness and this healing will pour into every area of their lives, and for the women who listen to this show to have a better understanding of who men are, how to see them through God's eyes, and to have healthier, more transparent communication and relationships with the men in their lives. For episode 6, we will be discussing how you are a prize too. You are a prize too. I remember when I first posted on my social media that men are just as much of a prize as women are, and it triggered so many different responses from women and men. Some women responded sarcastically and wanted to debate with me how only the women are the prize, and many men were even agreeing with them. Shocking. Some men were very thankful for what I posted, and you could tell that they were not used to being spoken to in such a way. Now, I should clarify that when I talk about prize, I am not talking about earning, I'm not talking about rewards or worshiping type language. I am talking from a gift and enjoyment perspective. The only time people are transactional is when it comes to business. When it comes to personal, which includes family, friendships, romantic relationships, etc. The way God created personal relationships is for us to be able to appreciate, value, and cherish one another from the place that we have already been receiving that from God. And then it's just from the overflow in our relationships. Yes, I do agree in society that many times men are worshipped and women are to a certain degree, but that is not the same as being seen as a gift. Worshipping and gift are not the same thing, especially from humans' perspective. I have heard from many men that they have never truly felt treasured in their romantic relationships, in their friendships, and they have never been seen beyond what they could do physically or financially. That's a big problem. God has been showing me how much He also values men and has been sharing with me the concept of men equally being a prize and gift too. We hear so many stories about, wow, this is the prize of the person that I received. And we know, obviously, like I said, people in the world are oftentimes speaking from a rewards language, like I earned this, but we don't hear it about how wonderful it is when a woman is able to feel that same love for a man where she's like, wow, this is a prize, a gift that God has given me. He is this gift, this wonderful present that compliments me. So our verses that we will be focusing in on for this episode are 1 John 3:1. Behold what manner of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. Ephesians 2:4-7. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, made us alive together with Christ, even when we were dead in our trespasses. It is by grace you have been saved. And he raised us up together and seated us together in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. And we also have Luke 12:6-7. Five sparrows are sold for only a few cents, but God doesn't forget a single one of them. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. And Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving devotion. Wow. All right, so let's now break these verses down one by one. We're going to start with 1 John 3:1, where it says, Behold what manner of love the Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God, and that is what we are. As you may have already realized throughout this series, you have heard me saying a lot to you men that you are a son of God. You are children of God. You belong to God. Wow, like the love that our Father has given to us, that we should be called children of God. And that is what we are. That is already the root core of who you are, the beginning, base, huge foundation of your life, from where everything should build, is you being a child of God. You being loved and cherished by God. That is who you are. You are a prize. Ephesians 2:4-7. But God, who is rich in mercy, because of his great love with which he loved us, made us alive together with Christ, even when we were dead in our trespasses. It is by grace you have been saved. And he raised us up together and seated us together in the heavenly realms in Christ Jesus, in order that in the coming ages he might show the surpassing riches of his grace and kindness towards us in Christ Jesus. You are seated in heavenly places with Christ Jesus, meaning there is a life that you have that goes beyond this physical life that God had always destined for you that will never end. That when God thinks of you, you have the same exact value to God as God himself. What, Sade? Are you kidding me? Did you just say what I thought you said? Yes, I did. You have the same value to God as God himself. And if we really want to go deep into it, God actually values your life more than God values his own life, because he gave up his life for us. And only a parent would do that. Only maybe a best friend might do that. But that shows you how much God values your life. You are a prize. Man, you are a prize. Next, Luke 12:6-7. Five sparrows are sold for only a few cents, but God doesn't forget a single one of them. And even the very hairs of your head are all numbered. So do not be afraid. You are worth more than many sparrows. You are worth more than many sparrows. Wow. Your worth to God is infinite. It is infinite. We don't have to live in fear. We don't have to live in, I'm not enough, I'm not worthy, all these other lies in the world. Your value to God is infinite. And lastly, Jeremiah 31:3. The Lord appeared to us in the past, saying, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Therefore, I have drawn you with loving devotion. Imagine how it would feel and how you would go about your day and live your life if the foundation of who you are, one of the main base foundations of your life, is knowing that God has loved you with an everlasting love. And that God has drawn you with loving devotion. You can't tell anybody nothing who knows that they have been loved with an everlasting love, that they have been drawn with God's loving devotion. You are a prize. Men, you are just as much of a prize as women are. You too are worthy of being cherished, waiting for, and working things through with. And it starts from within. It starts from what God does within you, and you receiving that and living your life from that overflow, from that fullness. Your love cannot be bought or earned. It is to be received. How you see yourself is key in every area of life. If you are always trying to earn affection and love and support, you will find yourself in situations and places that will cause you to settle and feel less than. As God is healing you and you start to see yourself as the beloved, treasured son of God that you are, you will find your heart being illuminated with more and more grace and truth. You will stop begging for the crumbs this world has to offer and start receiving from the fullness Jesus created you to live in before you were even born. You cannot earn love. You do not need to earn love. I am not saying that you cannot do kind, generous, or ambitious things from the overflow of your heart, but if you attach what you do and how you treat people or what you have to make you feel better about yourself or to be approved by others, that is a low quality of life. Point blank, period. You are worthy and worth so much more. As you are healing and transforming, you will be able to spot red flags right away. When a woman is looking for a man to complete her or validate her, when someone is looking at you like your bank account, when you are made to feel like your external or your financial status or popularity will make you feel whole or confident, when you know that you too are a prize, no matter how difficult of a time you may be going through in life, you will be able to hold your head up knowing that you are a mighty, adored son of God and your true identity is found in being created in the image of God and being loved by that God so much that he came in the person of Jesus to give you eternal life. You will love from already being loved and not from pain or lack or fear. You will take your time and make decisions from that healing and that wholeness and not from the pressures of this world. I want to pray for you right now. Father God, I want to pray for any man who has felt less than and who has never known and felt what it's like to be truly loved and desired. I thank you that even right now in this moment that you are just washing away years and years of pain and trauma and lies and of them feeling disconnected. Yeah, there's people listening who've been feeling disconnected. They've been feeling fragmented. They've never known what it's like to feel true intimacy, to feel truly cherished and cared for and comforted by you, God. And to know what that means, even though you're always doing that, but they've never been taught it. They've never thought that it's something that they could receive. And I also want to pray for all the men who have felt abused and used by women and people, whether if it's in their family, romantic relationships, friendships, business. I just thank you, God, for bringing healing and transformation and hope and victory to every single listener. That this is the beginning for them, that they're no longer living from the past or what has happened or what has been said to them, but they're living from your victory and your eternal life. Thank you that nothing is impossible for you, God. Nothing is too hard for you. And we just speak life, and that every man listening will begin to taste and feel and see and understand what it means to be a prize. In Jesus' name, amen. Wow. Thank you so much for tuning into episode 6 of the To Him podcast. To keep the discussion going and ask questions or leave comments, be sure to go to my official website, iamshadechampagne.com/blog, and I'm also available on most social media platforms under Sade Champagne. We'll see you next Wednesday at 6 p.m. Pacific time on Grindhard Radio Network for a brand new episode.